Well, there were thousands and thousands of bytes of data collected during the raid on Osama bin Laden's home or compound in Abbottabad. And it seems we now have details that Osama bin Laden was working to assemble a team of militants to attack the United States on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. That's according to today's Wall Street Journal. We're going to talk to Siobhan Gorman about that in just a few moments. The Journal says this new information came from communications that the Navy SEALs seized from bin Laden's Pakistani hideout. We're also hearing more about the reasons why bin Laden wasn't taken out earlier, much, much earlier. Gordon Carrera, former partner in the BBC, has been speaking to those inside the White House who pushed for just such action a decade ago.
10 years ago this week, the then director of the CIA, George Tenet, scheduled an emergency meeting at the White House. He took with him the CIA's head of counterterrorism, Kofa Black. The intelligence system was blinking red. An attack was coming.
Any mortal man's hair would be on fire when we saw the key points of this significant attack, expectation of success, you know, thousands of deaths. So we met with Condoleezza Rice, the head of National Security Council, and her team. So when it was all over, Condoleezza Rice looked at me and she says, "Kofa, what should we do?" And in my strongest, manliest voice, I said, "This country's got to go on a war footing now."
That was 2 months before 9/11. The story of the hunt for Osama bin Laden is in part the story of missed opportunities and of fierce arguments over whether the US could have done more sooner. Mike Scheuer, head of the CIA's bin Laden unit in the late 1990s, remains angry his plans were vetoed.
"We were ready to run an operation to kidnap Osama bin Laden in the third week of May 1998. And President Clinton and Mr. Clark canceled the operation because they were afraid that bin Laden would be killed in the capture attempt, and then people would say we assassinated him, so they called off the operation."
Those in the White House dispute that they were to blame for not acting. Richard Clark was the White House counterterrorism advisor under Presidents Clinton and then Bush.
"The CIA director would come to the White House, and he'd say, 'Well, you asked us to catch bin Laden, and we came up with this plan, and here's the plan, but it sucks, and we're not going to do it.' And then he'd go back and tell his people, 'Well, the White House isn't interested.'"
After 9/11, on the surface, there appeared to be a single-minded determination to hunt down the al-Qaeda leader. But even then, there were distractions and other agendas. Richard Clark.
"That night, while you could look out the window and still see the fire over at the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense was in the White House, and we were discussing what we should do in way of response, and I was saying, 'Well, we should invade Afghanistan.' And he said, Donald Rumsfeld said, 'There aren't enough targets in Afghanistan. We should go after Iraq.'"
After 9/11, a still secret authorization was signed by the president. And in the White House, Kofa Black outlined the CIA's plans to President Bush personally.
"I said, there's no doubt in my mind that we can't do this. And then just make sure that he got the point. I said, by the time we're through with these guys, they'll have flies walking across their eyeballs." And at that point, you could see that he was a believer.
Within a few months, bin Laden would be surrounded at Tora Bora, but he'd escape. The questions over whether to kill or capture him would remain as the hunt went on for another 10 long years.
Thanks to Gordon Carrera with our partner, the BBC, for that report. Okay, those were events that took place 10 years ago. Let's jump ahead to the 10th anniversary of 9/11, which, of course, is upcoming. Osama bin Laden, as it turns out, actually had plans to target the U.S. on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. That's according to communications that Navy SEALs seized from his Pakistani hideout in Abbottabad. Siobhan Gordon is the intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Siobhan, what kind of details did we get about plans for the 10th anniversary of 9/11?
Well, it was a very sort of nascent plotting effort on the part of bin Laden, where basically he was asking his operations chief, Atiyeh Abdel Rahman, to kind of keep sending him resumes for people who might be, say, captain of the attack team. And what was uncovered at bin Laden's compound was, these communications that were on flash drives that were sent via courier between bin Laden and Mr. Rahman, where they were just going back and forth over who might lead this attack team.
We're speaking with Siobhan Gorman of the Wall Street Journal. What does seem to have, at least according to your reporting, seem to have emerged from documents seized by the Navy SEALs or these flash drives is the role, the larger role that Rahman played, which may have been broader than the intelligence agencies in the United States knew.
Yes, that was one of the interesting elements. And obviously, with the raid on bin Laden's compound, everyone has focused on what did the material seized say about bin Laden's role. But it's also told U.S. intelligence officials quite a bit about the role of other top al-Qaeda operatives who are still at large, so to speak. And Mr. Rahman is among the most senior who is still at large. And what he is the operations chief, but what U.S. intelligence officials weren't necessarily certain of at the time before they got these documents was sort of whether he was playing a day-to-day role or more of a strategic operational planning role. And it looks like he was playing more of a day-to-day role in that he was literally picking individuals to, put together teams for this plot on 9/11 and other things that bin Laden was thinking about.
Although it does appear from what we've seen so far of what was seized in that raid that all of these plans, as you say, were not really specific. They were certainly not in an operational phase.
Right. And this was not an operational phase either. What was interesting to me about this particular one was that I learned that while at least the information we have has, shows it just at a very early phase of selecting a team and not even having selected a target or a mode of attack, it has caught the attention of the very senior levels at the CIA, acting director Michael Morell, on his first day as acting director after Leon Panetta went over to the Pentagon, told his senior staff, we know that this, what we saw was just preliminary, but it is your job to make sure that this does not happen on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Meaning that we will probably see quite a bit of stepped up security as we get closer to that anniversary date.
That would certainly not be surprising.
Okay, and are we expecting more? How much of the data have they gotten through, Sharon?
They've gone through all of it. So at this point, I think that they've seen whatever the big things are out of the compound. And, I mean, most of it is confirmatory of things that they already thought. I mean, one intelligence analyst I was speaking with said, well, at some level it shows that we were pretty good because there weren't too many surprises that came out of it. But there were, there was information that verified what they believed in terms of the types of things that bin Laden might want to do, attack trains, which they had, they had done in London in 2005 and things like that. But there were some major things that came out of it, and the anniversary planning was one of them.
Siobhan Gordon is the intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Her piece appears in today's paper. John Hackenberry comes back next week. I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.